This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because hackers and lost credit card data and privacy breaches aren't enough, there was a new and different warning today. The cybersecurity team at the Department of Homeland Security says there is a new computer bug out there that could be really, really bad. It's called shell shock. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here to make me smart. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, this sounds terrible. Shell shock. What is it exactly?
Okay, so shell shock is a new security hole, and this is a way for hackers to get access to our information that we don't want to give up. And it is connected to a couple of operating systems called Unix and Linux. Now, these are very basic ways in which computers work and organize information, and they're used for everything from Facebook to your Apple computer, for instance, uses some of the tools based in this software.
Is it like deep down in the operating system, or is it something that I can figure out by myself?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go down into the okay. basement and mess around with this stuff. This is pretty complex stuff, and it's pretty fundamental to the operating systems we're talking about here. And so security folks are trying to build the fix for this.
If it happens to infect my computer, what happens then? What are the consequences?
Well, have you ever seen a zombie movie?
No, I don't do scary stuff, but, you know, that's a whole different thing.
Well, think of a hacker actually taking full control of your computer or a piece of software or website and basically doing what they will with it. That could mean taking your privileged data. That could mean using your computer as part of a botnet of zombie computers that infect other computers with malware and viruses and things like that. So it's pretty bad.
This thing is being compared to Heartbleed, which I think you and I talked about a couple of months ago. And that was pretty bad, right?
Yeah. First we had Heartbleed, and now we're shell-shocked about it. Yes.
That's right.
It was pretty bad, and it was deemed to be a huge cost to businesses in the millions of dollars, maybe even more. They're still sort of tallying the cost and the price tag of that. Now, the difference here is that Heartbleed just gave access to a user's data. Shell-shock can give total control over to hackers, and this is the problem.
Yeah. What do I do? Do I wait for the IT guys here at Marketplace to download a patch? Do I do extra stuff on my computer at home? Am I helpless? What?
Just be nice to the IT guys. You know what I mean?
I'm always nice to the IT guys.
If they look at it, yeah, you better be.
I'm no dope, man. You kidding me?
Well, as a user, unfortunately, as an end user, there's not much you can do here except wait for the people who know what they're doing to build the patches and fix these things on the back end. And in the meantime, I think you be extra careful, as I know you always are, about clicking on links that come from mysterious people in your email and things like that, and just kind of ride it out and hope for the best, man.
Good computer hygiene. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
You got it, Kai.
Attorney General Eric Holder announced his resignation this afternoon. Holder has been in office as long as the president has, as you know, since just after the worst of the financial crisis. This, by the way, is the complete list of Wall Street CEOs prosecuted by the Holder Justice Department for their roles in that crisis. Traders, I would bet, would have preferred crickets today to the very, very sad music they got. We will have the details when we do the numbers.